It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk about a project that's using 25 trail cameras to monitor wildlife on the largest of the Apostle Islands. First, 128 countries condemned the United States' position on Jerusalem yesterday. The UN General Assembly passed a resolution demanding that the U.S. rescind its decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The decision was criticized throughout the Middle East and Europe when President Trump announced it earlier this month. Now it's received a symbolic but formal rejection from a majority of the international community. Dali Afemi is an associate professor of political science at Long Island University in Brooklyn. She joins us now to tell us what the latest move from the UN means for the United States and its role on the world stage and the decades-old conflict around Jerusalem. Dali, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, can you talk about the significance of this resolution from the General Assembly?
So it's interesting. It comes on the heels of what happened on Tuesday, which was when the United States vetoed a proposition that was put on the table by Egypt, preventing any nations to build their missions or move their missions or build any more missions in Jerusalem. And that was, of course, vetoed by the United States after a strong statement from the ambassador. And so here we had 2 days later a resolution that was called in a kind of emergency session of the General Assembly to condemn the United States, basically, to say that this is null and void. And so it's really one of the more interesting things that we've seen in the U.S. history in its relations with the United Nations, that there is an actual session called an emergency to condemn the United States, basically. We usually see these emergency sessions of condemnation for, you know, countries who are abusing citizens or possibly committing a genocide. And so, you know, because this has the potential to derail a lot of work, we actually saw the calling of a special session.
And Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, had some strong words for the countries that called on the U.S. to rescind the Jerusalem policy and kind of a warning before this vote. Here's a listen.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
What kind of reaction, Dalia, was there to that threat, in effect?
So it's pretty interesting that both the ambassador and the president said that what we're doing here is exercising the will of our population, basically of Americans. But what we know through several polls, the latest which was released this morning by CNN, is that, in fact, 49% of Americans say the U.S. Embassy in Israel should not be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And only 36% of Americans support this move. So it's not clear that this is in the interest of the U.S. population that's pushing for it, as is being depicted. But if we look at the language and the manner and the tone with which basically member states are being bullied and told, if you do not do this, we will punish you in the future. We will remember. The United Nations was founded on building consensus on international issues, not for member states to actually threaten one another into certain behaviors. And what we're seeing is, you know, this is not the first incidence of this. You know, with the withdrawal of the United States, for example, from the Paris Agreement a few months back, you saw the international community look at the United States, scratch their head, and say, "Okay, you guys are out. We're going to go ahead and do this without you." And yesterday was another symbol of, okay, you think you can bully your way, but maybe you can't. We're going to go ahead and do this anyway. And so I think what's more telling is that if you take a larger step back, the vote was not a surprise in that most resolutions on Palestine and Israel come out in the same way, with maybe one or two or up to nine voting just as they did yesterday, with the same number of abstentions, give or take five. But because of the nature of the threatening language, this became international news, where it probably would not have been otherwise. You know, for example, the 2012 recognition of Palestine, same, very similar vote. Nine voted against, 41 abstained. So with this language of we will remember and we will punish you, emboldens countries to say, no, we are actually going to stand up for our own citizens. We will not be told what to do. And so the question becomes, what will be the United States' role on the international world stage, and what will it be its role with relation to the United Nations? I mean, we remember in 1991 when the United States, actually the Coalition of the Willing, went into Iraq to, you know, liberate Kuwait and to get Saddam Hussein back into his own territory. This was seen as a celebration of victory. In the United States, it was our last, for example, it was our last victory parade held in New York City for our military. But this was really seen as victory of a coalition led not just by the United States, but agreed on with a UN mandate. We saw very quickly thereafter U.S. missions with the United Nations in Somalia, and then in Bosnia, and then in Kosovo. And it led to the kind of growth of not unilateral, but multilateral cooperation on international issues. What we've seen more recently is a regression on this. And the kind of risk that we're taking with this kind of language is that our traditional allies, but really the international community, is not going to give a lot of weight to this thing called multilateral action in the name of international relations and international security.
We're talking to Dalia Femi from Long Island University, looking at the UN vote rebuking the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Can you talk about the significance of Jerusalem here? I know this is a huge topic, but in a nutshell, why is this so controversial for so many?
Well, Jerusalem itself is controversial because of the nature of its history. Between 1948 and, of course, the 1967 wars, it was West Jerusalem after 1948 Arab-Israeli war that was captured, and we saw East Jerusalem later on in 67. However, the jurisdiction and the ownership of Jerusalem has never been recognized by the international community, including the United States, as being a city wholly belonging to Israel. It's actually seen as a city that should come under international sovereignty and international control because of the Abrahamic nature of the three major faiths being represented in this small territory, in this small space. And so the 1947, for example, UN partition plan was to divide the city between the Arab and the Jewish states, and Jerusalem would have been granted special status. And so what we're seeing is that the division of the city into East and West Jerusalem, where East Jerusalem still is not under the legal jurisdiction of Israel, and for this to be seen as the capital of the state of Israel is very controversial. On the contrary, according to the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, 56 member states, who also issued a statement yesterday, that it would be East Jerusalem that becomes the capital of Palestine. And so what we're seeing here is language that goes against the legal doctrine, what's internationally recognized, and the sovereignty of that territory. Jerusalem is not a unified city and is not legally under the control or legal possession of the state of Israel, even though today it is under control of Israel because of the occupation of East Jerusalem. And so this is, you know, this is not just language, but this is a move that not just renders the United States not a neutral partner in the resolution of this conflict in the long term, but questions what the legal status of the city is going to be, because the final status agreements on what is going to be a one-state or two-state solution is tied to the future of the city of Jerusalem. And so it's not clear, for example, if this city and its the contest over it today is indicating that the possibility of a peaceful solution or a peaceful resolution or a settlement on the Arab-Israeli conflict is going to be seen in the short term.
We'll leave it there for now. Dalia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dalia Femi, Associate Professor of Political Science at Long Island University in Brooklyn and Senior Fellow at the Center for Global Policy in Washington, D.C. She joined us to look at the UN General Assembly's rebuke of President Trump's decision that recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital.